Verse 19, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them, for since the what? Creation of the world. So we can jump back into the book of beginnings. When God created, what did he do? He made his invisible attributes known. His eternal power, divine nature has been clearly seen. So when Adam and Eve are on planet Earth, God is clearly seen. He has been made evident. Are you with me? And he's still made evident today through creation. I said he's still made evident today through creation. He goes on and says, being clearly seen and being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculation, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be what? Wise, they became fools. Amen. We need to leave the leaves. Matthew, would you bring my leaves? Leave the leaves. We need to leave the leaves. Now, what are we talking about here today? I'm talking about, here's Adam made in the image of God, right? He is created in God's image. He's perfect. He is blameless. He's without spot or wrinkle, right? This guy has the same authority and dominion that God had, right? Same ones. He was the same guy. Same authority. Y'all with me? All right? He was perfect in every way. Yeah? Perfect. I mean, he didn't sin. He had fellowship with God, everything. You know what? And he was clothed in what? Glory, righteousness. Amen? He was awesome. He was perfect. He was without spot. I'm going to wrinkle that. A wrinkle. All right, y'all with me? But he decided. Perfect, sinless spirit. And in his mind, he decided on how he should live for God. And he eats the fruit. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans 5, through one man's transgression, what? Sin entered the world. Right? That means disobedience to God's word. Now, he's disobedient. The first thing he doesn't do is say, man, I need to get some things right. No, he went and says, you know what? I can cover myself. I'm gonna cover myself. In his mind, he's thinking, whatever I had, I've lost, but I've got a substitute way to cover. Amen. Right? I've got a substitute way to cover. I've got a way of doing things. See, every time we replace what God says with how we think, we put leaf religion on. Leaf belief. Leaf belief. I like that. Hallelujah. We have leaf belief. We're trying to cover something naturally. Naturally, to hide what's going on internally. And you know what? You can get away with it. Because Adam did. Something about him put somewhere he thought, this is good enough. Honey, you look good. Right? I mean, we're all right. Till God showed up. I said, till God showed up. Now, it's not that God doesn't know stuff. But the minute God starts showing up. Now, why is this important? Because in the church today, we're preaching in the church as a whole now, Unfortunately, there are half-truths happening that allow the leaves to be maintained on people's bodies. What is a half-truth? Well, you've been created in righteousness, right? When you are born again, you are made the righteousness of God in Christ. Is that true? You bet it's true. Absolutely. What you couldn't do internally, God did for you. Your spirit man was dead, separated from God, because sin entered the world. All men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None are righteous. No, not one. We're all unrighteous people, right? And so we've covered up. We've decided. We've built our kingdom. This is how we live for God. And this is good. The world doesn't really have a problem with this. The world doesn't have a problem with religion. In fact, even our own, every nation is typically tolerant of any other religion except Jesus Christ. Except Jesus Christ. So we put on these things, we're covering up, but the minute we get in the presence of God a little bit more, all of a sudden, what we've put on, we can't even stand in his presence with it. We go to hiding. Now, we thought we had done a good job until more God shows up. Then we start getting behind poles. Can you see me? Right? Can you see me, Lord? Where you at? I said, where you at? Right? Hiding. Because I was doing a good job till you showed up. Amen. So what do we preach? We preach you're the righteousness of God in Christ. There's nothing you can do. It's only what God did. Jesus Christ was righteous, was he not? Yes. Amen. But you need to understand something. Being made righteous and living righteous are two separate things. They're two separate things. How do we know this? Because the minute you were made righteous in Christ does not mean that you don't have to still deal with your will. Jesus is a great example of this because Jesus came as a man. And we know Jesus had to not put on leaf religion. Amen. He had to always say, not my will, but your will be done. I only do what the Father says. I seek his righteousness. And you could argue and say, but Jesus, you don't know sin. I mean, you are righteous. Why are you seeking God's righteousness? I've been made righteous, but God has a way he wants me to live in the earth. There's a thing he wants me to do while I'm in the earth, and I am to do it his way. And we know that Jesus actually had a conversation in the garden where he was having a bit of a time with the Father saying, now, I know what your will is. But could I pick this leaf up? To find another way. But I'm not ultimately, because I'm not here to cover something. I'm here to do exactly what you want me to do. Amen. See, it's two things to be made righteous and then to live righteous. Jesus is righteous, but he had to choose to live righteous. Jesus had the choice. Listen, if Jesus didn't have the choice, then the devil never could have tempted him. If Jesus only could have obeyed the Father, then he never would have been tempted. And we could never say that he was tempted on all accounts like us, yet never sinned. Which means he made a choice to not put on leaf belief and say, we can do it this way. I'm going to follow God this way instead. I'm going to do it this way instead of what he says. Amen. This is important. Because, again, you've been made righteous. Christ has made you righteous. You can't be any more righteous than you are now. Spiritually speaking, yes. But in your soul, you sure can. See, it's amazing how we discredit the other two areas that got us jacked up in the first place. Right? We're born and then we choose to sin. We become dead to Christ. Our spirit man's dead. We can't do anything right. Our mind's been jacked up. We've been trying to put on our leaf religion all this time. But yet, the more we get around God, the more we are exposed. Amen. But Christ, while we were dead in our trespasses of sin, then we realize Christ is stripping our leaf garment off and clothing us in his righteousness. Amen. Amen. But now that that's done, we must also put on righteousness. In our mind, in our thinking, and concerning our body. Yet we preach one side, all you got to do is be concerned about that you were made righteous. Everything else doesn't matter now. Yet the Bible does not teach that at all. What the Bible teaches is that you couldn't do right, but Christ made you right. And now that he's made you right, you can choose to do right.
That's right, amen.
Hallelujah. Because I've empowered you to live as kings. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
Well, let's look over in Romans chapter 13. Very important passage of scripture. Okay? Very important passage of scripture. Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 10. It says, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this knowing the time that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. Now, these are believers he's talking about. And he's saying salvation is nearer than when we believe. But I thought if you believe, then salvation is there. So salvation is not one thing. Salvation means to be saved from anything that you need to be delivered from. See, we've made salvation just saved from hell. But salvation delivers us out of all of our troubles. Salvation's been made available to deliver your body from cancer, to deliver your mind from stupidity, to deliver your depression over into joy. Are you with me? To deliver you out of poverty into prosperity. There's a saving that takes place. He is to save you. He's to save you out of trials and tribulations, out of wrongful persecution. Amen. But there is a catching away of the church, and Jesus Christ is going to return. So as a result of that, we're closer to that event today than when we first believed. Hand me that water. Thank you. It says, the night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside. Therefore, let who? God's in control. You've been made the righteousness of God in Christ. You don't have to do anything. God's grace is enough. God's grace is enough if you'll actually walk in his grace. Instead of cheapen his grace and cause his grace to actually go in vain. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on. Say, put on.
Put on
the armor of light. Woo, hallelujah. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and in sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you have to do? What do you have to do? But I thought when you asked Jesus to come to your heart and save you, that you became a new creature in Christ. You couldn't do it. That's right. You couldn't. And you are the righteousness of God in Christ, spiritually speaking. But every day you have to put it on.
Amen.
You have to put it on. I said, you have to put it on. You blaming God for your terrible life when the reality is you ain't putting on what God already gave you. You ain't putting it on in the next place of you, which is your mind. May your spirit, soul, and body remain blameless until. This is not a God problem. This is a you problem. It's always been a you problem.
Right.
It will always be a you problem. It will never be a God problem because God already gave us the answers to all problems. So when your spirit man was dead and separated and couldn't hear God, he answered that problem. He let Jesus die. He brought him back from the grave. He poured out his blood. He made you a new creature in Christ that your spirit man now is alive to God, and the Holy Ghost on the inside is speaking to your spirit man that you are right with God. You good now. But then it says, now put that on your mind. Quit thinking like you thinking. Quit behaving like you're behaving. Because God will not make you think like him. You have to think like him. He will not make you act like him. You have to act like him. You got to put it on. He says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I love that because he sandwiches Jesus in between two positions. Lord, supreme in authority. Christ, the King, the Messiah. Jesus, the man who came, was God clothed in flesh. He's supreme in authority and he rules and reigns forever. You've got to put on the person of supreme in authority who rules and reigns forever. You got to put it on. Yeah. Then he goes, and make no provision. So who's implied here? Who is to make no provision? Who's to make no provision? Come on, talk to me. Who is to make no provision? You are, which means if there's a problem with the flesh, whose fault is it? Well, God's just trying to test me. No, he's not. He's not testing you with your flesh. You are making provision for it. Who, the devil's running me down? No, he's not. Most of the time you've made provision for something that should be dead. He said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep that verse up. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to this lust. This word provision means this. It means to care for or to take into consideration. Yeah. Yeah. We are to crucify the flesh, right, not consult our feelings. Yes. Well, now, how does this make you feel? I'm going to tell you how it makes you feel. And there's a new narrative happening in the church today. Well, you know, I'm just not going to deny myself. I'm tired of, you know, being fake. I'm not a put on. You better put on. That's your problem, is that you're not putting on who you really are. You're digging up who you were. You're making provision for an old man instead of putting on the new man. And does it say put on the new man? You bet it does. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. And it says, and put on the new self. Put on the new self. Wait a minute. I thought God did that. God did it in your spirit, but you got to put it on every day. Put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and in truth. Listen, in your spirit, God says, you can come to me. I love you. I have made you clean. I've washed you. But listen, you're going to have to get that on your mind. You got to put it on. You got to put it on. You got to put on the new self. Yet they're like, you know what? I'm just not going to fake it anymore. Listen, this is how I feel. You're making provision for the flesh. You're making provision. In essence, you're saying, I'm coming to church. I have some leaves. Because this is how I feel. And I'm not going to deny. I'm tired of denying how I feel. I mean, we just need to be real up in here. You got some real leaves is what you got. But the reality is those people, they can't get in churches where the presence of God gets stronger. Because all of a sudden, those leaves are kind of exposing. Right? Oh, they can walk around the religious world like, yeah, hey, you looking good? I mean, you can get in the presence of somebody else with another leaf on. Adam could stand in front of his wife. Well, we look good. We're wearing the same clothes. What? They made provision for the flesh. Amen. But we are to crucify the flesh. We got to quit every time. Listen, God tells us how to respond. Right. Yeah. That's right. And anytime you don't, you put on leaves. Living for God is so easy. It's so easy. It's so easy. The only time it becomes hard is because you are caring for your flesh. You're caring for the way you feel. Well, do they know how they just made me feel? Well, we know how it made your flesh feel. And I thought that was dead. Right? I mean, even if someone says something to you that wasn't the greatest, you have scripture already how to respond. You have a kingdom clothing of how to respond in love. But we want to pull our leave religion out. Our leaf belief. And walk around our gardens like we good. I've been in many meetings where they come in with their leaf belief. You know, this is good enough. Right? They think they've covered the situation. Until you start talking scripture, saying, no, that's not how it is. No, there's a reason why you're doing that. Let me talk about this motive behind why you're doing that. All of a sudden, amen? That's easy. Not hard at all to follow the things of God, but you've got to put it on. You've got to decide that you're going to identify with the real you, the one who is the righteousness of God in Christ. And you're not going to make provision in the soul realm for the flesh. Let's go on. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 says it this way. And have put on the new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. You have to put it on. You have to put on who you now are. The Bible tells us when you're born again, you become a babe in Christ. You've got to put on. Do you understand? Just because my children were born of me and my wife does not mean they'll act like me, talk like me, behave like me. They have to put on what we train them. They will not do it naturally. And parents today, man, they're like, we're going to let our kids decide for themselves. Let me tell you, their daddy, their spiritual daddy, is going to whip them big time, and you're letting it happen. Because when the time that you need to help navigate their thinking to side with truth, you're letting it side with feelings. Every time they get a temper tantrum and we let it act out, you're letting them make provision. And you're saying, here's a leaf belief, but it doesn't stand before God. I said it doesn't stand before God. Amen. We need some leaf blowers around here. Amen. Right? The Holy Ghost is a leaf blower. He comes in like a mighty rushing wind. And he blows the leaves off. And you're like, I need glory instead. Yeah. Right? Come on. We need the blowing of the Holy Ghost to come through. Let's look at this. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. I mean, I'm keen on a very specific word. It says, put on. Again, it's implying this is not God. This is you. You have to do it. Put on the full armor of God, which tells us if you don't do it, it's not on, even though you're the righteous of God in Christ. And you've been graced to wear it. The reason it's not on you and you're not operating is because you made the choice to have a leaf belief instead of respond as God said. Any given situation, all we have to do is consult the Father. Because when we consult the Father, we get His glory on the matter, the full weight of how He wants to respond. It's His righteousness. He don't care about how you feel. Because if you'll do His way, He'll give you a whole new set of feelings that are better. See, when your feelings are lined up with the righteousness of God, those are awesome emotions. He will turn your flesh that is depressed and wants to cry and wants to sit in a place, and He'll get you over in the spirit contrary to the way your flesh is feeling, and He'll turn your emotions into a state of joy and bliss. Although your circumstances still dictate you should not feel this way. But you start to identify with what happened to you on the inside and you put it on. in your thinking, your behavior, your emotional state, your decision making, that eventually, if you believe God at His word, you'll have exactly what God said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's do not settle for a leaf belief. Let's leave the leaves. And let's, in every way, in every fashion, when we move into 2020, we say, I refuse to cover my situation with a leaf. Jesus, or Adam, did not consult the Lord. I ate it. Gosh, what do I do now? Did not consult him. He's like, I'm going to eat it. And now that I eat it, something's happened. What God says happened. What that serpent said didn't happen. What God said happened. So I got to decide how I'm getting back. This is going to be acceptable enough until a stronger moving. It says that he heard the sound of the Father in the cool of the day. Could it be he came in like a wind? So it didn't see him, said he heard him. Hallelujah. Look at this. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. It says, stand firm, therefore. Remember, it said, when you've done all to stand. Didn't say, when you've gotten yourself together emotionally. No. Make no provision for the things that are against God's word. And stay with His word. When you've done all to stand, stand firm. Therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having what? Put on. Look at this, Ephesians 6, 14. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Why are you putting it on? So you've been made in the righteousness of God, but you've got to put on righteousness. Now, you put on the breastplate of righteousness. Why? Because righteousness should flow from your heart. You got to protect your vital organ. You got to protect your heart. And if you're going to protect your heart, you got to do it God's way. You got to put on. I said you got to put on. You've been made righteous, but now you got to put it on. Instead of putting on leaves, put on the breastplate of righteousness. First Thessalonians 5:8. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love. And as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, in one passage, we put on the breastplate of righteousness. Here, we're putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Well, why is this? Righteousness is the right standing with the governing authority, or it's the governing authority's way to handle any situation. Or it's the governing authority's word on the matter. Well, when we hear the governing authority or the king or Jesus or the word of God, it produces what? Faith. But faith only works how? By love. You got to put on something that in the moment you won't feel that way. And he's saying, identify with who you are. Identify with who you are. Every time, it's so simple. Jesus let us know, I don't do anything but what Dad says. Yet, we want to live like Adam. Hey, man. It's really not this deep. This is such a simple preaching today. It's amazing how simple it is. But visually profound. I get it. Hallelujah. Right? Lord Jesus, help me, Jesus. Jesus is like, put me on. I've already helped you. Why are you, man, we're going to talk about it next week. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. I mean, we're deciding when we go to church, how we get involved in church, how much we read the word, how much we pray, How we respond to that situation based upon the circumstances surrounding it? And we keep coming to his garden. Like we're okay. We have a right to be there. But when the Lord came in the cool of the day, he let him know, where are you? Guess what? You've lost your right to be here. Your thinking is leaf thinking, leaf belief. We have to put on the Lord. We have to put on the breastplate of faith and love. We have to put it on. And the reason I put on the helmet of salvation, it's not because I'm being saved from hell. I'm putting on whatever situation I'm in. He will bring salvation to me in this thing. He'll save me from sickness and disease. He'll save me from poverty and lack. He'll save me from broken relationship. He'll save me from whatever the situation is. He will save me. Because I put it on what already existed in me because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I get what's in me to show up on the outside because I put on who I am instead of identifying with who I used to be or how this thing makes me feel now. Hallelujah. Leaf belief. Got to leave the leaves. He says this in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. He says, and so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Pastor, I'm just not patient. Well, it's your fault because it's not God's. Because one of his fruits is patience and you're not putting it on. Because your spirit man has tons of it. A heart of compassion. You have to put that on because in this world, you as a believer can get upset at people and not want to be compassionate at all. Not even want to show kindness. I get around some believers, they're the meanest people on the face of the planet. And it's not God's fault. It's because they failed to put on. They have leaf belief. They have leaf belief. And the Lord is still asking them, believers, where are you? You say, there's no way. Yeah? What's it say when Jesus returns? He says, when he'll return, will he find faith in the earth? Well, only believers can have faith in God or have the God kind of faith. And he's wanting to know, will I even find it? Hallelujah. His word is righteousness. So every time we respond to his word, are you with me? Last scripture today is this, Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. It says, beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. I'm telling you right now, you know, let me just, all right. Put on love. Love is the perfect bond of unity. Don't come talk to me about unification if you're not walking in the love of God. Okay? Because the love of God's clearly defined. Clearly defined. He says, if you love me, you're going to keep my word. So no churches are going to unify if we don't clearly define what it means to love God. Because many have leaf belief. Well, Jesus saved me. There was nothing I could do to get right. And in this life, I'm still going to be this way. And so they're fun to walk around planet Earth with leaves covering their broken minds and broken hearts. That, you know, God's not concerned about those things, and he uses the disease to teach them stuff. And, you know, he wipes out their accounts and brings poverty to keep them humble. And that, you know, he lets all these troubling things take place in their life, you know, to make sure they don't get lifted up. And it's leaf belief. They substitute what God says for how they choose to want to believe God. And we have to put on. That means I'm taking away that thought because that was mine. See, this is how I want to handle my wife. This is how I want to handle my husband. This is how I want to handle my employer. This is how I want to handle my kids. This is how I want to, you know, handle my finance. You have leaf belief. Let me tell you, there's plenty of leaves. It's not like Adam had a shortage of leaves. But we need to replace them and say, no, I'm going to put on his way. Because he made me right, so now I'm going to put it on. And I'll never pick up another leaf of my own thinking.